Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Eat, Pray, Thigh podcast. Today's episode is called The Bussy Saga Lives On. Many of you girls have asked when we were turning. For a while, we didn't have an answer for you. Shout out to y'all who have listened and re-listened to multiple episodes. That y'all are them girls, okay? I'm glad that we could comfort you in your time of dick need or hole need or pussy need, whatever you're into. Fleshlight need, who knows, okay? I'm not here to judge. I'm your host, Sway Anthony Jefferson, aka your number one thigh ally, aka your head doctress, aka Bussiana LaBeija, aka 16 Bussages, running away with my dick dreams. Before I introduce Amber, my lovely co-host, I just want to say something. Sincerely, thank you for just supporting us, keeping us in your prayers, asking out, reaching out. You know, life has been lifing, and you know, we need to take a break. You know, I feel like we're almost kind of like, what was that show? What was that show on FX? ATL? Was it ATL? What was the show with that man who don't like black women?
Atlanta.
Yes, Atlanta. Well, I feel like we in Atlanta. We went off. We did a lot of things. There was a long break. But we back, okay? And we going to be better than when they returned. So, I'm joking. I love that show. Not really.
It's a good show, but Donald Glover... The fact that I knew exactly who you were talking about when you said who doesn't like black women, that...
But we don't actually know that for a fact, do we?
Allegedly, he doesn't. He has said that he doesn't. He loves black women, and it makes him sad that people think that. However, when you do an interview with yourself and you ask yourself, are you intimidated by black women? What are we supposed to think? Like, no one else asked you. You asked yourself this. Then you sent it to an editor. That editor probably said, hey, do you want this question here? And you were like, yes.
Keep it.
Publish it. So what are we supposed to do with that information, Donald Glover?
I don't know.
What are we supposed to do with that information, Donald Glover?
Points remain. I did enjoy you on the Summer Walker track.
Oh, I did like that. But it felt like earned. It felt like a character. You know what I'm saying?
I mean...
But you don't watch Atlanta, so maybe...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah. Also, I mean, aren't we all characters sometimes? I mean, like, but I mean, sometimes...
The world's a stage. Okay.
Okay. The world... All right. The world's a stage. All right. I'm going to introduce the number one. Chocolate, just creamy milk chocolate.
Mm.
Just
ooh, creamy.
A melanin bunny. A melanin bunny. The melanin bunny.
The melanin bunny.
Miss Amber Milan.
Hi, what's up, y'all? Oh my God, we back. I can't even believe it.
Like, we in the same studio together.
We are in the same studio. The audio quality right now, y'all probably like, what? It's crisp.
Good. Okay. Okay. Y'all can probably hear me queef right now.
Right? Oop. So very excited to be with my friend in person.
Okay,
like this
same.
This is very cool. But let me introduce myself. You
yes,
know,
let him know.
Savoy gave melanin bunny, you know. Yes. But what's up, y'all? It's your girl Amber Milan, aka Any Depressants, aka the artist formerly known as Emo Black Girl, aka Mess Enthusiast, aka podcast producer pussy, because I am producing all the podcasts, y'all. AKA creative director for Depress Ho Aesthetics TM.
Yes.
That's also never leaving as well. But yeah,
You know what? When we gonna sell merch, we got to definitely do.
We do.
Creative director for Depresso Aesthetic. That has to be one of our shirts.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Like, it just goes.
It
you
just
know?
Makes so much sense.
It just goes.
And I feel like that is gonna be like one of the number one shirts worn at Afropunk in New York and Atlanta. I bet you're going to see at least five bitches with creative director for Depresso Aesthetic Afropunk.
You know, that
tell
is
me I'm wrong.
That is an Afropunk girly. I used to be that girl.
I know her.
I know her. I am her. Okay. Yeah, but
SZA might even wear the shirt.
SZA might. Oh, I would love. SZA is. SZA's me. I am SZA.
Okay.
SZA says what I'm thinking. So. Y'all shut your mouth when you talking about SZA, okay?
Okay, come on.
Shut your mouth. She lies, yes.
Ah.
But are the hits hitting? They are.
Okay. Two things can be true. Okay. You can be a liar and the hits hit. they can be sisters.
They can be sisters.
They were sisters. We just wanted to do a brief kind of update. This is not a full episode. This is going to be very brief. Emphasis on brief.
Yes, please.
Then y'all going to get the premiere episode, and she going to give you, she going to give you rounds, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Bow, bow, another nut, another nut, another nut, another nut, another nut, okay? Shout out to Lady Gaga for coming for another club, because that's what you know. What before I'm gonna go on a quick rant, but me and my friends who work in the industry, we talk about a lot of you hoes ain't got work ethic anymore. Okay. Lady Gaga was going to another club and another club and another club. You hoes want to go one place, and then be talking about y'all tired. No, bitch, go to another club and another club and another club. Okay,
Beyonce. Rest is resistance.
I'm fucking weak. Rest is resistance. Yes, fight the man. Fight the power. One nap at a time, bitch.
How have you been?
You know, I've been good. Mm-hmm. You know, I just had an Oreo McFlurry, so I'm high up on sugar.
Okay.
I'm not sure that my endocrinologist would be okay with me having that, but hey, you only live once, girl.
So, endocrinologist, what's going on with that?
I have the type 2 diabetes.
Mm.
Yes, I am now a member of the club diabetes. You know, and she is, type 2 diabetes, you know, she's kind of like, she's like that female rapper that you really have, like, high hopes for.
Uh-huh.
And they just kind of let you down. That's how I feel about that. Type 2 diabetes.
Like, okay.
Like, I had really high hopes for you. And then you delivered bad song after bad song after bad song.
What were the high hopes for diabetes?
That she would go away.
Got you.
That she wouldn't be here.
Got you. Well, Savoy, I also don't want to police you and your food.
Yes, thank you.
But.
Yes, I want
you here.
Yeah,
same. I love you.
I want to say I was here.
Yes,
I want to be here without Big Bomb in your arm.
Exactly. Same. Exactly. Exactly.
No.
My family has been through enough soul food trauma, so.
Amber, I fucking hate you. Not enough soul food trauma. No, I went for a walk today. So I've been, you know, day by day. I have to get better though. When I first heard about it, I was on it. Like, you know how I do. I go like I'm extreme. I'm either like Beyonce or I'm Cassie. Like no in between.
All right, let's try another person. Maybe not Cassie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's try another person.
Okay, I'm either
Beyonce, because who else?
Yeah, I'm either there? Beyonce or.
Who's a good one?
Brooke Valentine.
Okay, that is a good one.
Yeah.
Lots of talent. Also from Houston.
Yeah, it's a bit great. I think
great girl, great voice.
Yeah, she just
also had hits.
She had a hit. Yeah.
Yeah, cause okay, but anyway.
Okay, maybe Toya.
I think Brooke Valentine.
Cause Toya didn't have no hits. For
I was gonna say, who are we talking about? Lil Wayne, baby mama.
No, not. You thinking about Nivea?
And no, I'm thinking about Toya.
Oh no! Oh no! 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 Oh, I don't even think about her.
I was like, is she a musician?
No. Toya was. Toya was that girl. No, you know what it is. Here, I got it. I got it. I got it. Ooh. I'm either Beyonce or I'm Olivia.
Yeah, that's a good one. Bow. That's a good one. Okay, Beyonce or Olivia?
Because Biz Ounce was like.
Oh, that was my jam when I was in grammar school.
All the girls really like Biz
I'm
Out.
I'm about to Biz Out.
That was a great
debut. We
were
always about to Biz Out.
I can't take this shit no more.
Got to I can trust you. I'm riding high now. So play a fuck you. Did she say so nigga fuck you or play a fuck you?
It probably was nigga and player.
Oh, got you. I think nigga fuck you would have just been harder.
I think the original version. Mm. And then she also had that song called City Bitch in Love, which I recently discovered in like the last 9 months.
I've never
She's
listened.
She's a great song.
Okay.
She actually has a few hits on the song.
Okay. Oh, welcome to the candy shop, right?
Yep. But then also the Are You Capable, which was the second single from that Biz Ounce album. Are you capable? Do you think that you... Need it for more.
Well, okay, so it sounds like you're still trying a little bit, but you could go a little harder.
Yeah,
so
let's
find a middle ground.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's find a middle ground.
But you know, but once again, Beyonce, Olivia, no, there's
no
comparison.
Between. Yeah. Okay. I guess.
Any update for you? Anything you want to tell the girls?
My update is I'm an ADHD girly now. So
yes, come on.
Yeah, which it's been crazy because I think getting diagnosed with ADHD has cleared up a lot of things. Like I definitely do have depression still, but I think the ADHD like being treated now, I'm like, oh, I have like energy to do stuff and like I can, I don't know, just my brain is sometimes. Not lately, but it's also been helpful with like emotional regulation and like a lot of things that I just thought were just issues that I had around like not being able to finish work or, you know, that was just like a symptom of the ADHD. I just was like, oh, I'm just like dumb or I'm lazy or I'm incapable of something. But it was like, oh, no, I have this thing. And so, which
a lot of things, Amber.
Yes, it could have been a lot. Exactly. And I appreciate you for calling that out because, but you know how brains have, you know how sometimes the brain can be just
a
negative hater bitch, you know?
Just very, very.
So,
negative.
So, so that's my, I guess, my health update. But, I guess this episode, what we wanted to do was just like give an update about our lives through each of the topics that we do. So eat, pray, and thought.
Okay, purr.
So that's what we about to do, y'all. We about to keep it cute. We about to keep it light.
Purr.
Yeah. So. Okay.
So I guess my eat update will be I kinda like LA food.
Really?
Yeah, she's not that, you know, she gets a bad rap, but I mean, look, there's some things that she's missing for sure.
Uh-huh.
But like LA food, similar to LA in general, she's a cute girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cute. Next to gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
But
who's the gorgeous food girl?
It's not New York.
Oh, absolutely not New York.
They would like to believe that she is the most gorgeous
girl. New Yorkers
girl.
Really think, no. You know what New York food is like? It's like that light-skinned girl that was told that she was pretty her whole life, but she really just looks like a potato head.
Ella Mai?
You said it.
You said it.
You said the name. But I was
You said a light-skinned girl that looked like a potato head.
Okay.
Where was I supposed to go?
Maybe. But you
I had no choice okay, in the matter. You put a gun to my head.
But y'all know who I'm talking about. You know that light-skinned girl that was like, oh, I got good hair. I'm so pretty. And you're just like, no, you're not, sweetie. No. You're not.
Actually, that your hair's a little dry. It's a little
punch. So you
and
know,
your eyelids, your eyelashes are coming off just a tad bit.
The wig is askew. So okay. You know, like it is.
But we wish you nothing but the best.
We wish you nothing but the best because some people like you. You know.
Yeah, there are some people who don't think that you're pretty, even though you're not.
Even though you're not. So yeah, that is definitely
shout out
New
to
York.
Light skin privilege. And by shout out, I mean fuck you.
Fuck y'all for real.
No, I'm joking. And by the way, Ella Mai, you don't look like a potato, Mrs. Potato Head. I gotta stop calling that girl Mrs. Potato Head. She's not an ugly girl. She's just not. Okay, I'm gonna stop.
Light skin privilege is real, you guys. Colorism is real. In general, but.
She's
LA
average,
food.
But
LA,
she's not ugly.
Yes. LA food though is
LA,
good.
Yes, yes. So there are a few places
where
that
you
I
going?
Really enjoy. So this is a very quick list. Laurel Hardware is my favorite. She's my chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
She's that girl. Please get the Pappardelle pasta.
Mm-hmm.
Chef's kiss again. I like her. I like where else do I really like? Bossa Nova.
Y'all love y'all some Bossa Nova.
She's so good.
Y'all love.
I was late on the Bossa Nova train, but Bossa Nova is a cute girl.
But LA food is actually very good. And like,
tasty.
I mean, granted, this is not a part of like what you're talking about, the LA food, but I just appreciate LA for being a donut city. Like, and I love
Randy's.
Donuts. I literally love donuts. And when I went to LA, I was like,
did you have Randy's while you were there?
I did have Randy's while I was there. Danita took me on a really good LA, like, tour. Like,
good.
She did a really, really good job. And then also just, like, the tacos.
The tacos were good. The tacos.
And then.
Not all the tacos, but most
yes,
some of the tacos.
But tacos
Sonora
are.
Town,
but
tacos.
Again, I can't get tacos here. Not, like, good tacos.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
And then. Also, I like the healthy food shit. You
yeah.
know, like I like that. It's nice. Like
yeah. Tender Greens is like a cute girl.
Sometimes like, you just want some greens.
Yeah.
Like
sometimes you need them.
We need them all the times, so, you know.
Okay.
So
some
I so I
meaning all
I do
time.
Like LA food is actually it's pretty it's
yeah,
decent.
She's a tasty girl.
It's a cute girl.
She you know, LA food is like boyfriend dick. You know, it's not going to hit. It's not necessarily knocking your sonic rings out your pussy, but she's good. You're not unsatisfied. You're very satisfied. You're just not like, ooh, bitch, I can't walk for a week.
Yeah.
You're more like, okay, I can't walk for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
But still quality.
I love that. My eat update is very, very short. It's more going to be a rant. Not rant, but I just have food poisoning. And and one thing that I will say is that we all need to be careful of the rice that we are eating. I know hopefully by now you have seen that viral TikTok of that white girl telling us that bacteria lies in the rice if we leave it out for too long and it can give you like food poisoning. And so I had some Chinese food. I just had some chicken wings and some rice. Now the chicken wings were cooked well. Okay. Maybe there was a little salmonella. I don't know. But I think it was the rice.
I mean, what is chicken good without a little salmonella?
You know what? I am not going to answer that. But but yeah. So, and then I've also learned that gut health is tied to mental health. I did not know that. So, you know, take your probiotics. your prebiotics. I had now learned that pro and prebiotics create postbiotics. That is something that we need. I am taking those as well. So just make sure we're getting our gut health in check.
Come on, gut health.
Okay?
Shout out to you for a healthy gut.
You know, because a healthy gut leads to a healthy mind, y'all. Because
yes,
I will tell you what has been happening. Is after the food poisoning, the mind was a little like it was a little it was on the edge.
Giving a little Jason Voorhees.
It was like, so yeah.
Or Halloween.
Yeah, so
Mike
got,
Miles.
Yes. It was fucking Freddy Krueger in the my dream. Okay. But yes, so that's my very quick rant update about food.
All right.
All right, let's go to pray.
You want to go first?
Pray. Ooh. Ah, update for pray. Wow. I'm saying and wow because y'all, it has been a very tough time for me, and I'm going to also try not to cry while talking about all of this. Just like you guys know that I have been like working as a producer, and there was like a year and a half where I just like was not working. I was still able to like, luckily I saved up like for a year, but you know, it just, life was lifing. I had to like move out. I'm living with a friend, and I am I'm working as a podcast editor. Also, keep in mind, I'm also like working on like a lot of different podcasts. So shout out to One Song, which is on Heartbeat, which is Kevin Hart's media company. I'm doing editing for that. I'm also producing for Music is the Love Language with Clint Coley and Kay. So shout out to them. And I'm also producing for a podcast called The Deep Sea with Dr. Donna Lee. Which is a really cool podcast where my friend Donna, basically, who is a professor of sociology, takes like sociological frameworks and kind of like helps us use like sociology to like make our lives better. So it's really cool. But going back, basically I'm homeless, and I am kind of like in this like limbo space where I'm trying to figure out what's happening next. And I never thought in my life that I would be here, especially like, you know, where you're like, oh, my career is taking off and things are going well, you know, and then shit just, life just is literally lifing. And on top of that, dealing with like mental health issues, and that's just been, it's been
a journey.
Very, 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 very much so a journey. But you know, I'm in an era where I'm like being a lot more open about where I am in life and like what's happening in my life. And because that's not something that I do. Even with friends, like, I will isolate. I will just be like, you know what, y'all? I'm going to take a step back. And not just because, like, you know, I am having a hard time. A lot of times, even during, like, depressive episodes, and I think this is something that people don't necessarily understand, is, like, even in depressive episodes, I'm very much, like, I got an attitude. I'm not nice sometimes. My patience is thin, and like it's harder to, you know, be like, hey, I'm happy about stuff. And a lot of people like expect that from you. And so, you know, and people shouldn't have to deal also with that. So a lot of times it's like I take a step back, but I'm learning how to like still show up in these times and still try to like be as authentic as I possibly can. But y'all, it's really hard, because when I tell you, like, it feels like I'm drowning. It feels like I am holding on by a paperclip and some string. Like, it is, a lot is happening all at once. And yeah, it's been very, very tough. So I'm just trying to like get through it. I'm also trying to like just take it literally like one day at a time. Y'all know like I come from like a like I'm sober, and so like I used to come from like a 12-step background. So like that one day at a time, 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time is very helpful. But it's been y'all just pray for me. Just pray for me. But I'm out here. I'm still laughing, and I'm grateful for this podcast, and I'm grateful for Savoy, and I'm grateful for all of my friends who have just been like literal rocks for me in a time where, like I said, like anchors, at a time where I feel like I'm drowning. So yeah, but that's my prayer update. It might not be like, oh, this is so fun, but that's real.
Girl, fuck the people that want it to be fun. Life ain't fun. Okay, sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not, though. A lot of times.
No. What about you?
What is my prayer update? over time. I'll say this. I went through like a period of where I was like, I'm done with work or PR, and then I'm back in it, and then I got some more Grammy noms, and then I was like, I'm in it again, and then the strike happened, and I was like, ooh, can I do this? Am I gonna do this? So right now, I'm in a place of thankful for the clients that I have currently. Work has been light since about June of last year. So she's making it, barely. I have thought about selling some coochie. Actually, you know what? If anyone out there listening, if you want to buy some coochie from me, it's available.
Okay? Or me, actually.
Okay. Amber and I are both giving up coochie, okay? We're past the point. We ain't too proud to let you know, okay? Plus, sex work is work. So, that part. So, I think it's always important to know. So, I mean, I've already sold my soul, so what's selling a little ass gonna do? but nonetheless, I'm excited. It's been a I call it the Bussy rebirth and the rebirth of Savoy. The creative will be exciting. They will both be exciting, and I'm learning how to let go. There's joy in releasing. That is one of my affirmations on my Being Mary Jane wall, because I have a Being Mary Jane wall, as I call it, in my bathroom with lots of affirmations. And that is one of it. So there's joy in releasing. So I have just been letting go of my old self, both personally and professionally. And the professional piece has been a little harder to let go. She be like, wait, where you going? Come back. We love you. And I'd be like, no, bitch. I'm packing up my stuff. So I ain't fully moved out the house yet. But I'm very clear that I'm moving. We are packing up. We're getting ready. And we're going to really pour into our dreams instead of pouring into the dreams of others slowly, or letting that be our sole focus. Like, there are things I want to accomplish, and there's a person I want to be. For a long time, I would say things like, if people would just stop getting in their way, I could be the publicist that I dreamed of, this big A-list publicist. And I think one thing I've learned in recent months and the last year or so is that, you know, I've been getting in my own way too. So part of getting out of my way is coming back to the podcast. This is something that I really love, and something that has been very successful. and it's gonna continue to be more successful. Shout out to Amber and us getting picked up, and we ain't got picked up yet, but we gonna get picked up. Making lots and lots of money off the podcast. See, I'm affirming Bussy affirmations. And then, you know, just living our best life, you know. And more importantly, you know, so that is where I'm at. I'm just really about to pour into my dreams and allow myself to explore other parts of my personality and no longer putting myself in just a PR bubble, because that's what I've known for the last 14 years or 13 years. 13. Ooh, yeah. Child, that's a long time. I got a whole ass teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And that motherfucker. And you know what? PR is kind of like a teenager, because that bitch don't really like to talk to me sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
When she get 13, now they don't know you or something. The bills, you know, she been acting a little funny in 13. So this makes sense.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, raggedy bitch. I put a lot of work into you. I fucked for you. And I did. I fucked. I didn't fuck professionally. I actually have not given up a lot of pussy professionally.
Well, that takes us to thought.
that part.
But before we get into thought, I do want to say that it sounds like, even though both of us are kind of going through a lot of stuff, the good thing is like we're growing in all of those moments. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they call them growing pains for a reason, you know, but ultimately, like, we're growing and being the people that our younger selves, like, we've known each other for so long, like, our younger selves. Now, granted, I don't know if my younger self would be the happiest for me at this juncture in time, but I know that, like,
but she would know that this still ain't your lowest.
Exactly. Okay. And then also, like, she would also know, like, oh, you're able to get through this without doing this. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of things that, like, I've grown a lot. And you have grown a lot, too. And yes. So I think.
Shout out to the growth.
Shout out to the growth. Now, fucking for for jobs. Are we doing it? Are we?
You know, here's the thing. You know,
now that we're in the thought section.
Here's the thing. I always tell people I fucked for less. So I think at this point in my life, if somebody was like, hey, I'll give you this monthly retainer, let me hit.
Oh my God, I would love that, actually.
Yeah,
I
wouldn't say no.
I wouldn't say no either.
No.
What if the dick was bad, though? I still wouldn't say no.
Once again, I fucked for less. I've had a lot of small/bad dick, okay? I shouldn't say a lot.
Oh, well, why is the small connected to the bad dick?
You're right. Not all, because not all small dick is equal.
Mm-hmm.
There has been some good small dick, but I've had a lot of dick that just did not hit
the way it needed to. It didn't get to the second hole.
Yeah, no. Mm-hmm. So, with that being said, or just even if it did get to the second hole, still wasn't all that good. So, dick, it's so sad that I have a podcast called Eat, Pray, Die, and Amber is the only one who get good sex on this podcast.
I don't have good sex right now.
You're not having good sex right now, but you've had more good sex.
I do. I typically have more consistent.
Good sex, so.
Yeah. But here's the thing. To me, like, being a thought doesn't mean about, like, actually having sex sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's a way of life. And then it's
but
also, like.
It would be
like,
more fun if I was, like.
But that's not who you are.
Fair.
You are a relationship girly. You are like, I want to be in love. I want
to
have, like, I know you're rolling your eyes, but, like, accept that. That is a good thing.
I've accepted it. But still, some days I want to get the sonic rings knocked out my pussy, too.
You will.
It's taking a long time.
You will. But the problem is like, the sonic rings aren't going to happen until you actually like someone. So, like, even if you are getting dick down, if you're not really feeling the person, you're not going to feel it.
That's so true.
So, like, it's okay. I mean, but Any updates around your sex life? Relationship life? That you want to share?
No. I don't really think there is, sadly. I'm just been chilling. Like, I messaged a few niggas. I've been on Facebook dating a lot. Is that
Facebook dating? Yeah. What is that like?
You know, she's a cute girl. You get to pick multiple cities, so that's fun.
Okay.
So right now I'm looking at LA, New York, and Houston.
Okay.
The conversations have gone basically nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I was recently at a circuit party, and somebody was like, the niggas was in there. And I was like, were the niggas in there? Because it just felt like a bunch of like short-lived conversations.
What is a circuit party again?
So circuit parties are essentially, they play unce music. And people are dressed really, basically half naked.
Okay. Like leather and stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Harnesses.
Okay.
There's a sex, there's usually a sex room.
Oh.
Where people are having the sex.
Okay.
You're usually on drugs or alcohol.
Okay, why were you there?
Because I didn't have nothing else to do.
Okay, did you have fun?
So this was my second one.
Ooh, this okay, one so was you more are black. Having, this you more, are having fun at these circuit parties.
No, because the first one, I was just like, I just want to go and experience. Mm-hmm. And then the second one, I was like, I told myself I would go to a more black-centered one.
Mm-hmm.
And so the second one was more black-centered because I just wanted to see what if there was a difference.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was better because the music was more black-centered. They placed the Lettles Pumps in the club, which is epic.
Yeah. Okay.
And, you know, shout out to Crime Mob. The Lettles
Pumps. Shout out to them.
In shout the out club. To them. Who ever thought that these guys
Ellen Wood's finest.
Yeah, so
love that.
But yeah, that's where I was like, oh, this just feels like a bunch of Jack conversations. Oof. Like short-lived Jack conversations, because that's basically what
a circuit party is.
No, that's that, but also just dating online, I feel like, is just a bunch of short-lived conversations that don't go more than past a few messages. But you know, still I rise. I'm still hopeful.
Still hopeful.
Hopeful bus.
I love that.
Hopeful love.
I love that. I'm so hopeful too. I'm going through a breakup. That's weird. it's weird because I'm getting ghosted. So that's the hard part. And we had been talking for 9 months. So, and on top of everything else, but it's okay. Like I do think that this was a long time coming. We needed to have a conversation. He clearly does not want to have this conversation. So that's the conversation, you know? But I'm very sad about it, but I'm also like, in the grand scheme of things that are happening in my life, I'm like, but it is hard though. Like it is hard because he was someone who was like, when he was present and available, he was really kind and very sweet to me. And yeah, I just think that shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is hard. I'm feeling my feelings. I do go through waves where I want to be violent towards him. And then other times I'm like, I don't care anymore. So I'm just trying to like let the waves come, you know, like Savoy literally heard me today. And he's like, well, you can do that.
My exact words was, well, you can do that. I will be your witness and say that you were with me. However, I cannot go to jail because y'all know what they do to people like me in jail.
Now, y'all know, like one thing I will say, I'm not the slash your tires type of girl. Like, I'm not that.
Yeah, Jasmine.
I'm not busting windows out. That's not who I am. And we used to do something called poo bitch. Remember that? Like, yeah. You would ask people about poo bitches, but mm-hmm. I used to defend poo bitches because I was like, poo bitches, to get to that level, you have to be vulnerable. And I never got there. Like, I never did something so terrible because I would never allow myself to feel that much. So I'm like, I'm kind of like proud of myself because I was very vulnerable in this relationship. I probably could have been more communicative, but also I'm dealing with somebody that clearly isn't communicative. So I can only do so much. but I was vulnerable in this situation and I'm proud of myself. And that's why I have hope that relationships will get better. Like, I do, I'm like, oh, okay, the next person that I date, like, is gonna be dope as fuck, and I'm gonna be really good for them, and I'm excited about it, but it hurts right now. Not gonna lie.
Why does it hurt so bad?
Now, I listened to Waiting to Exhale's, that soundtrack recently. Like, y'all already know where I'm at, okay? Like,
why do I?
No, you know, so Aretha's
Baby, the best song on the album.
Now, Aretha's will take you there, okay? Aretha, you might need to call someone after Aretha's. But yes,
Baby,
it hurts like hell. That's exactly what it feels like right now. It hurts like hell.
The girls don't know about it. It hurts like hell.
Ain't been. See, you know what? When we were
the
younger,
girls ain't been through nothing.
They ain't been through nothing.
Should we just actually? We, I'm lying. We've been going through.
But that's my thought update is like I'm being vulnerable. I'm hurting. I'm going through a breakup. A man is ghosting me after 9 months. What the fuck? Like, that's crazy. That's crazy, y'all. Now I'm about to go through a wave again. Like, that's crazy. 9 months? Ghost? Nothing?
Amber. Now, baby.
I'm not saying nothing because I am being recorded, but that's wild. But okay. You know, I feel it. You know, we all go through things.
It's the, we if all, y'all could have said other way, she just freaking through this hair.
We all have our moments.
Yes,
but.
And he probably will talk to you soon. Ish.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Or if he comes back, it'll be like 6 weeks from now.
Okay. But he'll still come back.
I don't.
They always come back.
They do.
Well, they don't do that for me, but they do that for others.
I will say that I have been known to be blocked. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely a girly that gets blocked.
And I have known to block.
I'm not known to block. I block, but then I unblock you, and then same. And then like
I'm
I don't
the king
even
of
think
unblock.
I don't even think they know I'm blocking. Like I think
because they probably wasn't calling
they probably
that day.
Wasn't calling, they weren't calling that day. But like I will definitely
weak. Not they probably unaware.
They didn't. They had no clue they were
no,
blocked.
A lot of niggas that I have blocked. /unblocked, they didn't know that they was blocked. I've only been caught in blocking like maybe once or twice.
I got caught once, but that was with somebody who I used to call an emotional terrorist. Shout out to Jason. Shout out to him. How you doing if you're listening to this podcast?
Shout out
love him. He's a grandfather now, which is I didn't tell you that.
You did tell me that, but I forgot.
It's something that is just so stressful.
How old is his daughter?
Oh, his daughter was like young when she had like so like 18, 19.
Okay.
And he also had his daughter very young.
Yeah.
So he's like, I think how old am I? Ooh, we are old. But he's like 42 maybe.
Okay.
So like a 41-year-old grandpa. He was, you know.
Oh, wow.
But
it happens to the best of us.
It happens to the best of us, you know? You got strong genes and strong, you know, reproductive organs.
Shout out to strong reproductive organs.
But anywho, that's
how do any of us get here?
But I'm for real excited about my next dating journey.
Same.
Whether I'm blocked or not.
You're not gonna get blocked.
I don't even care. Honestly, I don't care that I'm blocked. I don't mean, like, that's fine if I'm blocked. Sometimes I'm blocked not for reasons that I do. Sometimes that's people fair. Block Some, yeah. for other reasons. Like, one dude blocked me, and then he would, like stuff on Venmo. And I was like, oh, this means, like, your girlfriend's watching. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're being weird. If you're reaching out to me on, like, LinkedIn... But I'm blocked on, like, IG and your text. Sir, get a life.
Reaching out to somebody via LinkedIn
is literally terrorism.
Is a Shanti Bananas. Like,
it's terrorism. Liking something on Venmo? Go to hell.
First of all, if you are going through my Venmo, not only are you a stalker, but baby... You could just come. You should just be with me. Because if you're going to that level, if you've gone to the level of blocking me but still checking my Venmo, baby, you are obsessed. And you should just be with
Why
me then.
Why are you so obsessed with me? Boy, I want to know. Like, seriously. But no, or instead of liking some shit, send me some money.
Okay.
Send me some fucking
the
money.
The niggas don't do nothing right now.
They really don't.
They like your Venmo. Don't send you no Venmo.
Don't send you no Venmo.
Make it make sense. While we here.
Why are we here?
No, I said, why are we here? I'm broke. So if you want to send me some money, Bussy Hive, mm-hmm. I'm not above it. So let me give you my Cash App.
Oh yeah, while we are here.
Okay. $S A V as in Victor, O as in octopus, Y. J E F F E R S O N, all lowercase. Okay. So $S lowercase A V O Y. Uppercase J. Lowercase E F F E R S O N. Okay, Cash at me.
Please.
Also,
Amber Milan, A M B E R M I L A N, like the city in Italy. So
yeah,
you know. But we are not beyond begging at this point. Speaking of
shit, you gotta ask for what you need.
Exactly.
It's being vulnerable. It's not begging. It's
Hell
vulnerability.
Yeah. Come on, vulnerability. Okay. We love some vulnerability.
We're in our vulnerable puss era.
Vulnerable puss.
Okay.
By the way, since we are being vulnerable about money, we are thinking about doing a little Patreon.
Oh yeah. Mm.
So what y'all think about that? Like, how Bussy y'all feeling? We want to do Bussy After Dark. Yeah. So this is where, we already get kind of raunchy and nasty.
Yeah.
But we basically would just do what we're doing now. Like getting like.
Really, really nasty.
But getting
like we
nasty.
Might give more details than.
Yeah. That's gonna
I know I'm going to give more details.
Yeah.
I mean, because if y'all paying for it.
You might as well. We already said we will give y'all some puss for money, so you never know what will happen on Bussy After Dark.
Okay, we might get fucked.
Yeah, but also, like, with Bussy After Dark, I do think it's also going to be vulnerable. So for my sad girls, like,
for like, you girls who orgasm off of depression,
come on. my depressed hoes, okay? I know we out here.
We're here for you.
We are here for you. We are here for you.
You are not alone. We are sad too. And though we need money, dick is good too. You are not alone. We are depressed too.
So this is what you would get. This is what you would get on Bussy After Dark.
Okay, all right, so we gotta say bye.